Tornadoes ripped through this part of southern Ohio last Friday evening. Many of us went home very early to be ahead of the storm. Where I live, just south of my home, there was damage. But in southern Indiana and northern Kentucky, there was greater damage because of the tornadoes that touched down. A number of people were killed. The most tragic and unfortunate scene was a 15-month-old girl who was brought up in the tornado and swept 10 miles away from her home, landing in a field. And she died later over the weekend from brain injuries that she sustained in that accident. Tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes always are a fearsome force of nature. And when they erupt, they just change life completely and are reminders of just how fragile life can be, but also should put us to a larger point of understanding in regard to God and a relationship with Him.
Well, it certainly helps us to realize there's things that are beyond our control. And we've got to look to a source greater than ourselves if we're going to find any kind of comfort, any kind of encouragement. And so when you look at Psalm 107, it gives us a little insight into where our perspective should be. In verse 28, it says, "They cry out to the Lord in their trouble." And boy, did we have a lot of trouble on Friday, not only here in Ohio, but as that storm continued from west to east, it was doing damage everywhere. And it brings us to the point that we've got to look to the greater source, not to the weatherman, but really we've got to look beyond that to God Himself. It says, "They cry out to the Lord, and He brings them out of their distress. He calms the storm so the waves are still. Then they are glad because they're quiet." It talks about God guiding them. And so as we look at this, it's not just in the storm, but at any time in our lives, we've got to make sure God is first. We've got to put God first and that He is not guiding us just through the storm, but through our life at all times.
Whenever an earthquake, a hurricane, or a tornado strike, and we're here in the Midwest right in the beginning of our tornado season, those natural disasters are always a reminder of just how fragile life can be. No matter how secure, no matter how comfortable we may be in our life, things can happen overnight that can change just the place where we live. A calamity such as this can overcome us. It's a reminder to be firmly grounded in a relationship with God, spiritually focused on a power higher than us, and on the God who can control events and does even allow these things to happen and suffering and tragedy to occur. When we see these, for those of us that endure through them, it's a reminder to put our minds on God and our ultimate security there.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.